If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
West Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Danny have going on today in Creightonville?
It's going to take a while. They'll play it every Monday. It's Monopoly Monday.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, Monopoly Monday.
God dang, I've never been waiting for it.
Yes, and they have the... And Shin Daddy, guess who the banker is? Shin Daddy.
It has to be
the
him.
The banker of Monopoly Monday.
God dang it.
Yes, and so they play it. It's on a big board, though. It's on a giant board. So when you get like the horse and the, what else is there?
What the trinkets are.
The trinkets
I forget also.
How about the crazy thing about that game is the trinkets.
Yeah.
How weird they are. Wasn't like a cannon? Wasn't that one of them? Like a horse?
I think a cannon was. Yeah.
So when you come in, immediately you get your Monopoly money. When you come in and the game starts, you start purchasing things on boardwalk.
He just keeps outdoing himself.
Monopoly Monday.
You can play Monopoly.
Yeah.
Get in a Monopoly
game. When you get there, you get started. Yes, yes. And when Monday,
This is probably a dumb question. You don't even have to do banking. I wouldn't.
No, you can just come
go
in.
Play Monopoly.
Just come in and play Monopoly. Yes, the game gets started.
That's a great service.
Everyone's in, and so Monopoly Monday
just,
is starting.
Just one board. How many boards?
One board.
Okay. And that's
now
a good question.
It started a little later. 10:44.
Okay.
To make sure everyone knows like that. Because as you guys know, Monopoly takes a while.
It takes a full day sometimes.
It can take a full day. So it's going to take a while. So it's going to be a pretty crowded lobby in there. And then the big board that everybody plays on. So there'll be a lot going on.
The Lucky Thimble.
The Lucky Thimble was one. Yes.
It's been removed.
The Thimble's done?
Yeah. There's a new story in February of 2017. Despite being an integral part of day-to-day life when the token was originally added to the game, the Lucky Thimble has lost its shine and will be retired. The Thimble. You don't remember the Lucky
People
Thimble.
Still buying a new Monopoly game? Like if you at this
no,
point, you, just,
right
you
now,
either you have it or you're just never going
to
have
the
it.
The Monopoly
right?
game you have right now, if you go to pull it out, it should be from 1964.
You don't go buy a new Monopoly.
Where the board's almost like when you open it up, it's like easy. It might just tear apart.
It might just print.
Oh,
got some duct tape on it.
Yes. Okay, so remember the top hat was a trinket.
Yes.
The thimble we mentioned. Yes. The iron.
Iron. Was there a cannon?
Battleship cannon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wheelbarrow.
Yes. A wheelbarrow. Don't remember the wheelbarrow.
Trinkets.
Race car. Scotty dog. Shoe. Yeah, the weird trinkets. Anyway, so he'll have, Shindy will have all of it.
All of it.
Monopoly you can
Monday.
Get in a long game.
Yes. It could be, you might imagine going all of a sudden your wife's like, what is going on in there? Well, I got the thimble.
Doing pretty well.
I just bought Boardwalk.
You should see my stack of money I had in there. It's doing really well.
Monopoly money.
Remember the money? It's all different colors. That was great.
Remember vividly.
Yeah.
It was fun. That and Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
Those were the two fun ones. So there was other fun board games.
You could play for like 12 hours Monopoly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's going. Shindale, he's the banker.
He goes like 10.
Monopoly Monday in Creighton. God dang it.
At the bank.
So he'll be, now he's working all, is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for Shindy?
I got to check in. He might be taking Thursday off, so I'll get back to you.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you guys know. I'll let you know.
He's off Friday for sure, 4th of July.
Friday for sure, 4th of July, obviously.
Back Monday, though.
Back Monday,
ready to go. A lot of people ask me, are you working Monday? I'm like, why am I missing something?
Why wouldn't I be? It's the 7th.
The revelry's over.
That would be like, it'd be like the Monday after Thanksgiving. Are you working? Thanksgiving was like 4 or 5 days ago. Yes.
All right.
Like if the 4th was a Sunday, I could see that question, but it's a Friday.
Right.
See, everyone thinks that, and I disagree. Everyone thinks that this is the best. If you have the 4th on a Friday, it's the absolute
best. Okay, what do you think about that?
You're fighting this, Bill?
I'm fighting that. I want the 4th on a Thursday because I think then most people just generally say, hey,
taking
Friday's off. Just it turns into a 4-day weekend. If it's on Friday, they don't say take Thursday off.
No.
But if it's sandwiched between the day and the weekend, you get the bonus.
I get it.
You get the bonus. Same way if it's on Tuesday, take the weekend, take Monday, enjoy Thursday.
Got it.
That's the day you want. Now, once it goes to Wednesday, you got yourself you're in a pickle. You're 100%, and then you just got nothing. It's like, hey, you taking 2 days off? No, I'm not doing that.
There's no defense.
Now you just get the day, and it's in the middle of the week, which just takes away
Wednesday
from
it. Wednesday is the worst for any holiday.
So this
is
a good one. No, I'd much rather have a Thursday or a Tuesday because I think you can get the bonus day in between. People go, what the hell? Just do it. Just take it off.
We'll see you Monday.
See you whatever.
Thanks to Shindy.
Thanks
though.
To Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. 464-5685, call or text, as always. I was reading some...
This is good.
CBS Sports they have their wild card teams. The headline is USC Oklahoma among the sport's biggest mysteries entering the 2025 season. They listed a couple teams here that could be potential wild cards. Could be 11 win teams. Could be 6 win teams.
It's odd, right?
Really, really high ceilings and some low floors here for these teams.
Because we're talking about winning close games,
correct?
Losing close games.
And the first team listed is a team that Bill once coached. That's the Utah Utes. Their odds to reach the playoff are at 520.
Plus
520.
Didn't make a bowl game last year, Bill.
Which was shocking.
Things went astray. They had, you know, they're planning on Cam Rising being unbelievable for him. Coming back, didn't play, got injured. And then the quarterback they went and got from New Mexico, I bet I watched him 6 games.
Devon Dampier?
Yeah, and he is impressive. And they brought the coordinator that has Utah ties. Actually, he's from BYU, if I'm correct. Brought him to Utah, and I just think they're going to spark. Shocked if this is not now. Has he told me anything? No, but there's a lot of rumors that maybe last year was going to be Whittingham's last year.
Kyle Whittingham,
and he said, he goes, I can't go out on what just took place. So it might be his last year, might not be. I mean, he's still going a million miles an hour. Incredible coach. So I talk to Kyle quite often. Never have that conversation with him ever. Not one time. We just talk about whatever's going on. And he likes songs. And I sent him the Bob Seger song the other day.
Which one?
What do you say?
I'll go back and look it up. I can see which one I sent him. But he was like, Better Times. He loves that music.
Better Times when you have all of your offensive line back.
Back. And a new quarterback that's very gifted with his feet. In his arm.
Love Whittingham. We had that debate about Kirby and Whittingham. I think I won that one. Kirby.
You won. And I'm not anti-Kirby, but just...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I didn't mean to
Could Whittingham, what would he done in Georgia, and what would Whittingham, and
what would
hypothetical has to exist. It has to exist.
So if you flip the script,
Don't do it.
Look what you did.
Not coming off a no bowl season. Come on now. No. I mean, Kirby's getting them to a bowl game, right?
Just flip the script. That's all I'm saying. Put Kyle at Georgia, and you put Kirby at Utah.
All right, let's see. We'll revisit this.
Next up, wild card, another Big 12 team, Kansas. Kansas, of course, last year started off 1-5, terrible start. Mm. They battled back, got close to contention for a bowl game, but still a rough start. And you know, Lance Leipold has had a great run so far at Kansas. I like that for a wild card.
Wild card team?
Yes.
Jalon Daniels. Is he back?
Yes.
Yes, he's back.
So I think that's got a great chance. These are so intriguing.
Great chance to.
Yeah, but wait, what's their ceiling, though?
That's the question.
When you say wild card, are we talking about a playoff team?
Let's not jack around here.
First of all, Lindy's has Kansas at 8 in the Big 12, right in the middle.
Okay, right in the middle. We all know that doesn't mean a lot. Give us a schedule.
Because why?
Because of the Arizona State situation. that changes everything.
Because these preseason picks don't mean a lot. I agree with you on that, by the way. Kansas, this is what Lance has this year. Lance coming off a 5-7.
Let's do could lose.
Now, remember, the one thing I want to add is they beat 3 ranked teams to end last season. They won at BYU. Incredible win. Colorado they beat, and they won at Baylor. In fact, they beat Baylor 45-17 in Waco. They finished.
Their second half was really, really good. Yes.
Right.
Let's do could lose.
Okay, could lose. Okay.
Here we go.
It's real. Fresno State.
Could lose.
Yep.
Yeah, that's in Kansas. Wagner.
No.
At Missouri.
Could lose. Yep.
It's 2. West Virginia.
Could lose.
3. Cincinnati.
No.
Okay. At UCF.
Could lose.
4. At Texas Tech.
Yes.
Could lose.
5. Don't act like Texas Tech is Alabama.
They're pretty good.
Kansas State.
Could lose.
Okay, that's 6, I think. Oklahoma State.
No.
Should be fine. At Arizona.
Could lose.
7. At Iowa State.
Could lose.
Utah and Kansas.
Could lose.
Could lose.
It's 9.
Did we get to 9?
they could go 3-9.
Yikes.
So, with that schedule, I'd say no for playoffs. Good year, potentially. If that schedule... 8-4, you're pretty happy if you're a Kansas alum, aren't you?
Well,
I think they're always happy with 8-4 at Kansas. I
mean, John Mabry, former boss.
Oh, what'd he say?
Just sent in a picture of a stadium that says Rock Chalk on it.
Brand new.
Yeah, that's it. That's the new stadium.
And they opened up with Fresno. That's a tough first game.
They had a weird situation with that playing at Arrowhead. That's just not normal. Everything about it's not normal.
So they're in their new stadium now?
Yes, there is. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think that they play on a Friday night this year, right? Nebraska plays Thursday. I think Kansas plays Friday at Fresno against Fresno at home. I'm pretty sure.
Also, SMU is a wild card with only 2 defensive starters back.
I think they caught all their breaks. I'm just going to say I'm going with a no. Mm-hmm.
You're passing on that one.
Passing on them. Hard pass on SMU this year.
They lost half the starting lineup, period.
Yeah.
2 starters back on defense.
In Indiana, also a wild card per the CBS Sports playoff team last season.
Well, they got it. I mean, at best, right now, you'd have to say they got to go what? They're going to lose 2 to have a chance. They got to be 10-2, and their schedule's it'll be tough.
It's really tough, much tougher. They brought in Fernando Mendoza
from Cal,
right? Which they feel good about. They had 23 transfers. They went transfer heavy. That's what they're going to do. How about the Trojans as a wild card?
USC.
I would agree.
They avoid Ohio State and Penn State. Yeah.
Would agree.
Do you like that quarterback?
Don't know if I like him enough to be in the playoffs. Hmm. But I agree it's got a chance.
Jordan Maiva.
Scares me because he's such a good runner. He concerns me.
He has enough skill set. It's the downside too much, which means turnovers.
Ah.
That's the concern. He's very loose with the ball.
He is.
Just in the pocket, just for fumbles, I'm talking.
Can't you teach He's that? Very,
yeah, they're teaching. I guarantee you they're not telling them, hey, listen, no big whoop if you turn it over.
ball security.
Yeah, ball security.
The last two are Oklahoma and Auburn, both as wild card teams.
God dang, Auburn hasn't won more than six since COVID. How about that? Since before COVID.
That's a stat. That's a stat?
Yeah. They haven't won more than six since before COVID.
I heard through a SEC knowledgeable, highly knowledgeable yesterday in a phone conversation. He said, Auburn is scary good.
Oh.
So he said, he goes, Auburn is good.
All of its offensive line is back. How do you feel about Jackson Arnold?
Don't know. I don't have a lot. I don't know.
He didn't have anything at Oklahoma. I mean, I think he might be an example of a quarterback who got wrongly judged because Oklahoma got decimated up front last year and their receiver core got just decimated.
Yeah, they were hurt. I mean, sometimes I think all five starters were out.
Decimated.
I mean, yeah. So I don't think he was fairly judged. He might take off.
Right.
I could see that. I really could. I could see that happening. I see Auburn making a run. I think they will be much more. They're going to win 8 or 9. They're going to win 8 or 9.
So that's a true wild card team. They would fit there.
True wild card. Hugh Freeze could have the last laugh from the golf course.
From the golf course.
Yeah.
Did he golf this weekend?
I imagine he did.
Did he turn his scores?
I hope he posted a picture. Look at playing too much golf over here.
That'd be the best. Also, they have like a hole in one picture. That'd be awesome. Hole in one.
That hole seven. Used a 7-iron from 170.
Picture in the paper.
Yeah, picture in the paper.
Goofy look.
Hugh Freeze.
With holding the article up.
I wonder how many hole-in-ones he's got. He's got to have one, right?
Yeah. You're going to ask him. Before we get to break, three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no, not again.
You can avoid.
not again. That doesn't usually happen to you. Like, imagine if you got hacked.
What are you doing to get hacked so many times?
Like, say you're working for whatever, LES, and we got hacked again. It's the fourth time this month.
That's trouble. That means you don't have Will.
You want Will. And Will works at Applied Connected Technologies. They're in all 93 counties of the state. 99.6 retention rate, as you told us, Bill, up to 99.6.
This is where the highly intelligent people make the right decisions. Because it's kind of like, yeah, it didn't happen to us. Then one day you wake up and everything's gone. And all of a sudden you're being ransomed. What do you do?
That's fun.
Yeah.
You know who Will would have had a field day with?
Who?
Matt Weiss.
Yes. Ooh.
Which we'll get to.
He'd be like,
second.
What are you doing?
He'd be like self-reporting like that. Jim, there's some activity I think you need to know about.
It's very odd.
What computer? Just the university's. University's computer.
There's been a lot of people that have been hacked by Matt Weiss.
Yeah.
I can't get in my own email. No. He gets into other people's emails.
I can't open my own. I don't know.
Get Weiss.
No more time.
Weiss has probably been in your email.
Imagine going down there. Hey, Weiss, real quick, what's going on, Bill? I can't get in my email. You come down to my office, see if you can find this
stuff.
I got it. What do you need?
AppliedConnective.com. We'll discuss Matt Weiss next in an early break on the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.